Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we concoct potent potions of punctuation and syntax to help your writing skills shine. Have you ever looked at a sentence with a quotation and wondered, now where does that pesky comma go? Inside the quotation marks or outside? If you've pondered this punctuation puzzle, keep listening because today's episode is tailor-made for you.
Let's jump straight into our grammar insight for today, comma placement with quotation marks. It's a topic that trips up even the most seasoned writers from time to time.
You're right, Jack. And it's crucial because quotations are everywhere, from academic papers to the dialogue in novels, not to mention the day-to-day we sprinkle in text messages and emails.
But before we delve into the modern rules, let's turn the clock back. Abby, did you know that the first recorded use of quotation marks was in the 15th century? They were referred to as inverted commas or speech marks back then.
That's fascinating, Jack. And since then, the placement of comma with quotation marks has evolved, especially between American and British English.
Absolutely. For instance, in American English, commas are placed inside quotation marks. However, in British English, the comma usually goes outside, unless the quoted material itself directly requires a comma at its end.
Right, picture it. Charles Dickens sitting at his desk pondering the very same rules. Okay, maybe not with the computer and internet's aid, but still.
Haha, yes. But let's give our listeners some clear examples. How about we do a little quiz-style demonstration?
Love it. I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and you'll fill it with the right punctuation. Ready? Here goes. Can you believe he said blank? You're joking.
In American English, I'd fill that in with, he said, you're joking, with the comma inside the quotation marks.
Great job. Now if we were following British convention and the comma wasn't part of the quoted material, it would go outside, like so. Can you believe he said, you're joking?
Exactly. The trick is all about determining whether the comma is part of the quoted content.
And what if the quotation comes at the end of a sentence, Jack?
Then the punctuation still follows the same rule. If you were American, you'd say, he whispered, I'll tell you a secret, placing that period inside the quotation marks. A Brit might place it outside unless the quote itself is a complete sentence.
It's wild how these small punctuation marks can vary across the pond. But here's a curveball for you. Sometimes commas can be within the quotation for clarity's sake, even in British English.
An excellent point, Abby. I would add that keeping consistent is key. Stick to the convention of your audience or the style guide you're adhering to.
Well, it looks like our time is about up. Hopefully, our exploration into the placement of commas with quotation marks has shed some light on this punctuation conundrum.
Remember, commas and quotation marks are like best friends in a sentence. They each have their unique place, and that depends largely on the dialect of English you're using.
Before we sign off, we invite our listeners to get in touch with their grammar questions. Send them to grammarlab@pagepods.com. You can also find our email in the show notes.
And if you enjoy unraveling the mysteries of grammar with us, subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Consider leaving a review to tell others about Grammar Lab.
Stay in the loop with the latest episodes and access our show transcripts by subscribing to our newsletter. You'll find the link in the show notes or just shoot us an email.
Thank you for tuning in to Grammar Lab, where we synthesize syntax and punctuation to make your English sparkle. Until next time, keep those commas and quotes in check.